Hey there. Thank you so much for listening to our Big Time Talker podcast. I'm Burke Allen in our studios here in Washington, D.C. Award-winning author G. Edward Martin, the author of The Flower from the Garbage, is our guest today. Stand by for him, and thank you to SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring our program. SpeakerMatch is a great resource if you're a platform speaker or if you're a meeting planner and you need speakers. Check out the suite of services available at SpeakerMatch.com. Hey, we have new episodes, by the way, the Big Time Talker podcast, available every Tuesday. You can subscribe at Spotify, Apple iTunes, iHeartMedia, Podbean, wherever you get your podcast. We will be there for you. We talked to some pretty interesting people, including our guest today, G. Edward Martin, is an author from the Midwest originally, lives in the Nashville area. Now, he writes philosophic fiction, and not only philosophic fiction, but now award-winning philosophic fiction for The Flower from the Garbage, and it picked up a Reader's Favorite Award in Miami last month. Mr. Martin, congratulations on the award. Welcome to the show. What is philosophic fiction?
So it's a small kind of genre. I sort of define it as using the art of storytelling to explore difficult questions about morality, reality, and our pursuit of meaning. So it's kind of using storytelling to dive into these topics in a way that's not as much didactic and preachy, and to really just kind of explore it from a true, you know, things I'm trying to understand, things I imagine my readers are also trying to understand.
Who are your readers? Who do you picture in your mind's eye hanging out at Starbucks reading one of your books?
You know, that is the ongoing question. You know, still trying to figure out exactly who is the reader. It's been kind of an eclectic bunch. I have, you know, people who are retired, who just, you know, love to read, love to garden, who are, you know, will make the time for that kind of thing. And then I've also got, you know, younger people, obviously friends and family, but we are, you know, trying to figure out exactly who the reader is.
This book that won the Reader's Favorite Award, The Flower from the Garbage, it deals with some pretty tough stuff. It's about this newlywed couple, Joe and Audrey, and they have a miscarriage. And that throws serious shade on the relationship. And, you know, they go in completely different ways. So that in and of itself is very interesting. But you also do something that I don't think I've ever seen before, where you've got these short stories and novelettes that are also sort of woven into the narrative of the book. So tell me about that whole decision to write in that way.
You know, I actually have to give my wife credit for that idea. So while I was, you know, writing this book, I got, excuse me, inspired by some other ideas and just, you know, took a little break from the main novel and wrote these short stories. One of them's a historical fiction set during World War II. One of them is a dystopian satire. Another one's like a mythology, Greek mythology retelling. And it was interesting in the story, you know, as the couple starts to grow apart, you know, Joe really gets his life turned around when he meets an unexpected friend in the form of a homeless philosopher who lost his own wife to cancer and now lives on the streets of Chicago, just kind of working with people in an honest, direct way. And in the story, you know, my homeless philosopher, Frank, is passing stories over to Joe, like, hey, you know, join this book club. And I'm working with a local author, you know, here's some of his stuff. So we're kind of the reader of The Flower from the Garbage is reading these stories at the same time that Joe is in the book. So it's actually my wife's idea that I could weave those stories in, because originally I wasn't sure, you know, what should I do with them? Like, I have these great short story ideas, but, you know, I also have this other project. And she's like, well, put the two together. And I was like, you know, it was right there and so obvious I couldn't see it kind of thing.
What is your background before you began your writing journey? What did you do for a living?
I work in legal services, so totally unrelated to authorship. You know, I went to college for, you know, got a business degree, just sort of a general sort of, you know, office kind of path. But I've had this writing dream for the last 12 years since I was going to school in Missouri. And it was just kind of in the background for a long time. And the stars kind of aligned and I was like, you know, I'm just going to give this a try. But my day job is, you know, completely removed from, you know, the writing thing. I mean, two kind of totally separate worlds, honestly.
Were you surprised when you got the call that you had won an award for this book that is very unconventional and very different?
Yeah, it's a kind of funny story. So I was trying to, understand the marketing piece of the book because, writing it is just step one. And then, there's a million books published per year. So there is a question of like, why should anyone read yours kind of thing. So I was looking into this marketing piece and I found, these kind of different contests and competitions. And it seemed like an interesting way to, kind of, I guess, validate or, just verify the quality of the work sort of thing, because even as a reader, I do look for that kind of thing. I get most of my own books from referrals from people that I trust, or looking at different awards just to know that this is a good investment of the time for me to read this book. And I found Reader's Favorite and submitted, back in April of this year, and then completely forgot I did it. And then I got the email that was like, "Oh, the results are in. Go check." And I honestly waited a week because I didn't think I was, in the running. And then when I did check and saw the congratulations, my heart sank a little bit, and it was just huge moment. And I mean, just, everything I was really hoping and looking for. I mean, everything that you hope would happen when you set out to write a book. So that was a tremendous moment.
The Flower from the Garbage is the Reader's Favorite Award winner. The author is G. Edward Martin. So when people talk to you that have read the book, and the reviews on Amazon are pretty strong, who do they compare your work to, if anyone? For example, if I'm writing a horror book and somebody says, well,
Stephen King.
it's like Stephen King, aces to me, then you've got a touchstone, and a touch point is who to compare things to. Who do people tell you that your writing is like?
I've heard a few names that I'm sort of drawing a blank on right now. When I try to describe this book to people, I want to describe The Flower from the Garbage. I kind of think of it almost like Plato and Socrates meets Tuesdays with Morrie meets American Beauty, something like this. Like it's a contemporary fiction, but it's got kind of a classic sort of thing, sort of like maybe Sherlock Holmes, where it's told from Watson's perspective, and Watson is kind of a relatable, regular kind of character, speaking about an extraordinary person. And I did write it that way, so it's told from the perspective of Joe Palmer. And he's meant to be, relatable, kind of everyday young man trying to, figure things out and make it in Chicago. And then he's talking about this extraordinary character that, maybe would be harder to relate to, but seeing him through Joe's eyes, you can understand this, how this, amazing person came to be how they are, sort of thing.
The philosopher, the homeless philosopher in Chicago, you'd share with me before we went on the air that you're a Chicago guy originally. How much of Chicago is a character in the book?
I would say to a degree, some of the current problems in Chicago related to, crime, homelessness, poverty, and even, for the people who are trying very, very hard to make it, kind of in an office job, the intense schedules, the demands, the competition. Chicago, I guess you could say, is an essential character in The Flower from the Garbage. It kind of, let's say, sets the stage for all of the events in the story to take place and unfold.
What's next for you? What do you have in the future? Because this doesn't seem to be the kind of book that lends itself to a series. And as you poke around on your website and look at and Amazon, the other books you've done, you're like a marketer's worst nightmare because your books are very different. You're not a genre guy. You're not a John Grisham, I'm going to write legal books kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I have a couple comedy stories. I have science fiction, historical fiction, mythology, contemporary. I'm all over the place. Like I just write, whatever I feel like writing, whatever I love. And I actually won two other awards recently. I have a newer novel, The Mighty Esox, that recently won an award. And then one of my short stories, a comedy about the town drunk who's coerced by his neighbors to go off and fight a dragon. That one recently won first place in another small competition. So I just absolutely love to write. I try not to get hung up on the whole, like, okay, do I have a strategic marketing plan when this thing is done? How am I going to sell it? And I just roll with the passion. And so right now, I have a couple projects in mind. One, my wife is currently pregnant. She's at 33 weeks. We're expecting a son in the next 2 months. I had the idea of writing a book for my son that was more just kind of a guide, like in case, we get unlucky and I'm not here, what would I want to teach him? And I obviously expect to be here, but as an interesting thought exercise for like what kind of father do I want to be and what would I like to teach my son, I wanted to put everything on paper, the things that maybe only I could teach him that aren't, the conventional wisdom that he'd get in a lot of places, but just from my own experience of the world, or good questions for him to ask, some new perspectives for him to come to. And then maybe, he could get a head start in life or not need to make the same mistakes I did, or just anything like that. So I'm calling that one the invisible work, and I'm kind of writing it in my head, and then just a series of sort of lunatic notes in my phone, if you just scroll through. So that one's in the works right now.
What is your process? You talked about keeping notes in your phone. Do you write every morning? Do you write every evening? Do you write only when inspiration hits? I know different writers have different methods.
Yeah, it's been a little while since I've really been in a good routine. It's kind of interesting. So one of the first things I do is all of the illustrations. And it's kind of an interesting philosophic thing where, we can, let's say, see something or imagine it before we really understand it, sort of thing. So like for my last book, The Mighty Esox, and even for The Flower from the Garbage, I did all of the illustrations first. And they almost helped me to like unconsciously explore answers to the questions that I was really trying to address in the book. And then once the illustrations are done, certain of the pieces kind of come together. Like I always start from the beginning. I know some authors, maybe we'll start with the end or in the middle or start with what you know. I like to have a good solid start. I mean, a good strong opener. And when I get in a routine, it's usually, 5 in the morning to 8 in the morning. And that's my writing time before I get that first email, before there's a phone call, before life happens and, your day gets redirected. That's just my golden area, make some coffee and just sit down and crank out pages and get in a flow. And those are amazing days too, whenever I'm in like a strong writing like that. I mean, those always play out to just be incredible days.
Are you the type of writer that has to really sweat it out and it doesn't come easy and you deal with writer's block, or are your hands sort of the vessels to the keyboard that things just fly out of there onto the page?
I consider it, I know it's maybe a little cliche to regard yourself as a vessel, but the truth is I don't think anyone really knows where ideas come from. And sometimes it does feel like we're the stewards of ideas. Like you'll be driving or in the shower, and then suddenly you get this great idea. And it's almost that like it's you're responsible for just actualizing it, sort of thing. Like maybe it's not your idea. You didn't mean to generate it. You didn't mean to come up with a story. It kind of appeared to you, and now it's up to you to, kind of let it flow through you. And I do find that my best writing comes when I'm not forcing it. I just kind of let it be and let it just, spill out, kind of thing.
The award-winning book is called The Flower from the Garbage, and G. Edward Martin is the author. This is a unique book. It's philosophic, and not only did he write every word in there, he's also responsible for the really stunning cover. So congratulations on your success, and I hope you find lots of readers and lots of readers find you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Burke.
You're very welcome. You can visit him online at edwardmartinbooks.com. EdwardMartinBooks.com. The book's, of course, available as well at Amazon. You can get one for your Kindle or also pick up the paperback if you're old school like me and check out The Flower from the Garbage. A very gripping, compelling story with an interesting philosopher, homeless philosopher, who gets some wisdom out to some folks who need it most. Thank you for making us a part of your podcast listening journey. We have new episodes every Tuesday, available at all the places you download podcasts. We'd appreciate it if you tell a friend if you like what you hear. And thank you to SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring the show as well today. SpeakerMatch.com, the world's largest online virtual speakers bureau. For our guest, G. Edward Martin, the award-winning author, I'm Burke Allen at our studios in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day. Bye, everybody.